Blog Talk Radio.
Well, it's about that time. Tonight, somebody say tonight.
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 We have gathered together here in the temple, here at Valley Kingdom Ministries International, Valley West. We've come tonight to worship. Tonight to worship, not to record. We're just going to have the equipment here to record the worship. But I believe there's going to be a very special experience. Do anybody believe that tonight? There's going to be a moving of Holy Spirit even in this place. Tonight, our desire in the temple is to bring you into the outer court with praise. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. And then from there, we're going to move into the inner court. And then our final destination, if Holy Spirit says the same, is we want to enter into that private place, the Holy of Holies. That's what we're here tonight. That's what the reason why we've come together tonight. We've come together to worship and give glory and praises unto his name, because we have learned something, and continue, we are learning something, that there's power in being in the presence of the Holy Spirit. How many of you know that there's peace in being in his presence? How many know that there's joy in being in his presence? How many know that there's power and deliverance about being in his presence? But I want to tell you something else about Valley Kingdom Ministries International. Not only have we learned more about worship, we understand clearly that there is a mandate on this ministry, and to take it from the neighborhood to the nation. Why? Because we understand that it's all about the kingdom. It's not about me. It's not about you. It's not about any of us, but it's all about the kingdom. It's all about lifting up the name of Jesus. It's all about getting souls saved and getting backsliders to be reclaimed.
Tonight, I want to present to you none other than my head. Thank you.
Want his glory tonight like never before? How many truly want it tonight like never before? Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you now for the spirit to overcome.
what? That no demon, that no devil is more powerful than your anointing. And because we are anointed, God, we take authority now over the spirit of confusion and we release the peace. Listen, all over this room, just grab one person by the hand. We're interceding. We're standing in the gap for one another. And I want you to look that person in the eye. Look them in the eye. And say to them, I don't know what you're going through, but I'm pulling you out of that thing right now in Jesus' name. Now come on and pull them out in Jesus' name. Release. Release. Release.
which it never wants to pray, nor do it want to do right. It's our spirit which desires God and spiritual things. The soul entitles our emotions, our feelings, our weakness, and our past. An ongoing, progressive, renewing work occurs in the soul. So when we pray with our soul, we pray with our intellect and our understanding to the best of our ability. But to go into deep spiritual warfare, we must go beyond our logic and our intellect. So that leaves spirit. When you were lost, when you and I were lost, and our spirit was dead in trespasses and sins, now that you are saved. However, your spirit has been quickened, which means to vitalize, to cause to live, to be vibrant and strong. As the Holy Ghost begins to have an intimate relationship with our spirit, we begin to produce the fruit of the Spirit, according to Galatians 5:22-23. The Holy Ghost wants us to know that we are in an intimate way, and he doesn't just want a surface relationship. So, my beloved, when we're going through life with worries, anxieties, distress, confusion, God wants us to be intimate with him. He wants us to cast all our cares upon him, for he cares for us. He wants us not to lean to our own understanding, but acknowledge him in all our ways. As the song says, everything is for his glory. And as we grow by grace and walk by faith, it's all for his glory. God just wants intimacy. No prayer, no power, no word, no life. Life and death is in the power of tongue. And when we speak those things that as though they are not, and they manifest, we're speaking them with confidence, by faith. Faith comes by hearing the word of God. So when we speak God's word, the Bible says God's word does not return void. So if we don't have love, the opposite of love is hate. We don't find peace. The opposite of peace is turmoil. The opposite of joy is sadness. The opposite of selfishness is kind and compassion and considerate. So when we think at the things of God, not at the things of the flesh, and we subject our soul unto the Spirit, as Jesus was on the cross, he said, not my will, but thy will be done. He didn't have to think about it. He didn't have to grumble or murmur or complain, because it was purpose and destiny being fulfilled. Likewise, Jesus was humanity, and he subjected his body, his will, to fulfill purpose for his glory. So in this hour of prayer and praise, got to get to the place where he is. Bible says, enter in his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. You submit your body as a living sacrifice to live holy. You're in his presence, my beloved. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, and whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. My beloved, it's all about love. 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 That's unconditional. Love. Romans 13:10 says, love does no harm to its neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law. David said he hid the word in his heart, so he sinned not against God. My beloved, as we go to the throne of grace, search your heart. In order to walk in the kingdom of God or enter into the kingdom of God here on earth as it is in heaven, we must have a pure heart and clean hands. That's a process, daily process. The good news, Jesus didn't come to condemn the world. He came to save the world. And his death, burial, and resurrection fulfilled the prophecy. So tonight, as you prepare for a new day, just say, Lord, I want to be where you are. For your glory, I want to submit my mind, my soul, spirit unto you. That I be that living sacrifice. That I let my light so shine so men can see my good works to glorify you. That is my desire. So here I am, that I may love you forever. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Why should I go? You are Lord, great love. It's not what I and nothing that I am, but
and greatest love.
It's not what I deserve, and nothing that I've earned, but telling you, gracefully,
I love you.
Well, it's about that time. Tonight, somebody say tonight.
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 We have gathered together here in the temple, here at Valley Kingdom Ministries International, Valley West. We've come tonight to worship. Tonight to worship, not to record. We're just going to have the equipment here to record the worship. But I believe there's going to be a very special experience. Do anybody believe that tonight? There's going to be a moving of hope.
About one third the rate. The Bible says we don't
wrestle against principalities or flesh and blood, but against principalities in high places. It's the wickedness, the darkness that rules in this world. So we must stand and put on the whole armor of God, my beloved. We must become spiritual minded.
So the Spirit of the Lord comes upon my
life. The Holy Spirit.
I will dance
like and as we enter in the month of February, which is Black History Month, we'd like to minister music with a message to focus on health and wealth in the Black community, seeking the kingdom of God through the eyes. We're going to have several testimonies of persons in recovery to let you know that you're not alone. And Rethink Recovery help you, my beloved, walk in health, even as thy soul prosper. So tune in, 7-11, Monday through Friday, 1 hour of inspiration, of kingdom focus, daily bread, and inspiration for healing for your soul. And at 11, we encourage our callers to call in for a corporate gathering for 1 hour up into midnight so that we can corporately pray and praise. It's a prayer and praise worship experience if you are truly. So call me at 717-379-1503 15 minutes before 11 p.m. And for those of you who read 9 to 5, 5 days a week, when Friday comes, we'd like to invite you to a Good Friday weekend. You'll gather me with me, invite others to join in and become a kingdom warrior. Yes, join me, yours truly, live at the gathering every fourth Friday. Locations change from month to month, so better give me a call. And if your church or ministry would like to host an event, email me at deborahjackson2011@gmail.com and give references to the gathering. It's all about getting souls saved, one person, one day at a time. You're listening to Kingdom Focus with Deborah Jackson. If you'd like to be a part of the outreach of BAJ, Evangelistic Outreach, Inc., give me a call at 717-379-1503. We're going to be signing out in the next 11 minutes. So we thank you for tuning in. We're going to start out or close out with the next selection. Move your steps in the order by God. So walk therein. Be bold and courageous. With confidence. God will lead you and guide you. The Bible says they that are led by the Spirit are the sons of God. So walk therein.
But the word of the Lord just simply declares one thing.
And to close out to your mind, you that God loves you. He loves you forever and ever. So as you press your way through the month of February, show some love. Rise, shine, and give God the glory. Let your light shine so men can see your good work. Glorify God.
Somebody raise it loud now, say, oh.
It's about that time. Tonight, somebody say tonight.
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 We have gathered together here in the temple, here at Valley Kingdom Ministries International, Valley West. We've come tonight to worship. Tonight to worship, not to record. We're just going to have the equipment here to record the worship. But I believe there's going to be a very special experience. Do anybody believe that tonight? There's going to be a moving of Holy Spirit even in this place. Tonight, our desire in the temple is to bring you into the outer court with praise. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. And then from there, we're going to move into the inner court. And then our final destination, if Holy Spirit says the same, is we want to enter into that private place, the Holy of Holies. That's what we're here tonight. That's where the reason why we've come together tonight. We've come together to worship and give glory and praises unto his name. Because we have learned something, and continue, we are learning something. That there's power in being in the presence of the Holy Spirit. How many of you know that there's peace in being in his presence? How many know that there's joy in being in his presence? How many know that there's power and deliverance about being in his presence? But I want to tell you something else about Valley Kingdom Ministries International. Not only have we learned more about worship, we understand clearly that there is a mandate on this ministry, and to take it from the neighborhood to the nation. Why? Because we understand that it's all about the kingdom. It's not about me. It's not about you. It's not about any of us, but it's all about the kingdom. It's all about lifting up the name of Jesus. It's all about getting souls saved and getting backsliders to be reclaimed.